Hi, Tara.
Lindy. It's been a while. It's not been a while for us, but it's been a while for us and them.
We missed you.
We missed you so much. You were our outlet for such a long time.
How are you guys?
Cool, good chat.
Yeah, good.
This is quite weird because Lindy and I have had to put a hold on some of our conversations throughout the week just so that we can tell each other things today.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really difficult, especially when we spend a lot of time together.
And chat so much shit to each other for hours on end. You even stayed at my house on Saturday. We never have sleepovers anymore.
We don't.
It was cute.
It was very sweet.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. And we had wingmans in bed. Shout out wingmans. We still love you.
We still love you, even though you haven't sponsored us,
but we still love
you. It's okay, we still love you. So where should we start? Thought of the day. Let's do it.
Thought of the day. It's not really a thought, it's more of like a process.
It's cathartic.
It's cathartic. I will never understand buoyancy.
Buoyancy?
Do you know what buoyancy is?
Like the way someone...
Something floats on water.
Yeah.
So a 10 billion pound yacht
yeah.
can just float, but a baseball yeah. or a stone sinks.
Okay.
What the fuck
it's
is that?
It's to do with the surface area.
Yes, exactly. And it pushes up and pushes down and it's all that shit. But damn it, I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
Also, have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
No. I've never seen
It's because they're robots.
You cannot stand pigeons.
Fuck pigeons. They are flying rats. You know you can't kill pigeons. They're protected by the government.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true.
Pigeons are protected by the queen. We were once at work.
We'll get around to that. We were once at work and Rachel was protecting Addy from a pigeon and she kicked it, but as if to like
fling it away.
Well, not fling it away, but like shoo it away. And she fully just nailed this pigeon and kicked it across so low. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. She was like, oh, fuck.
My brother once got in a carriage with a pigeon on the train and he hates them and he punched it in the face.
Well, I'm not going to lie, your brother hates going outside, full stop, yeah. So that doesn't really surprise me.
Cheers to
him. Look at what we've done here. We've grown.
We're drinking red wine.
Do you remember when we drank seltzers and got absolutely wasted? I think we were still in lockdown then.
Mm.
Now, we're sat at home.
On a Monday evening. What did we just make?
We just made the Emily Marico spicy salmon rolls. If you've not seen what it is, basically this girl on TikTok, for some reason, has come to
a lot of fame.
She's viral, as the kids might say. And she just crushes up some grilled salmon, mixes it with sushi rice, puts in some soy sauce. Oh, a main thing that we forgot is that she puts an ice cube in the rice. Have you seen this part? And then she puts paper on top of it, parchment paper, puts it in the microwave, and then when she brings it out...
Yeah, but that's because we made ours fresh.
I know. But, wow, what a woman.
What a lady.
What a woman. How does she keep the ice cube?
Cheers to her.
Cheers to Emily. So we made that, and now we're sat having a single glass of wine. That's right, a single glass of wine on a Monday evening. Speaking of single, how's your love life?
I'm still very much in a relationship.
No, she's in love. Who would have thought?
I'd still be with the motherfucker. Can't stand him. He's got COVID at the moment.
Mm.
Thank God.
Serves him right.
How embarrassing.
How embarrassing. Imagine. COVID is literally so
2020.
To be fair, it is 2020, very 2020, but I did also catch it in July.
I also had it like a month ago.
Yeah, just like the day before Lindy's birthday. We had an event that we were going to go to. We were going to go to Conflict. And they were like, oh, bring your COVID passports and or a lateral flow. Me being the cocky little bitch that I am. I was like,
There's no way.
I'll do you one better. I'll do both. So I had my double vaccination and I did a COVID test. And I was like, oh, well, that can't be right. Surely not. I was positive. Well and truly.
Yeah.
And I isolated.
And you isolated. Missed my birthday. Good.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I forgive you.
We made up for it on my birthday.
Yeah. How's your love life? How is your love life? Me.
You. Anyway, that single glass of wine is going down a treat. How's my love life? It's complicated.
Let's circle back.
Yeah, okay, guys, I've got to be honest with you. Do you remember when I was slating my ex?
We're kind of seeing each other again.
Oopsie! Cat's out the bag!
Okay, so here's what happened.
Tell me.
Story time, kids. So he sent me an apology message about 4 months ago, rightly so, as mm-hmm. he should, yeah. saying that I didn't deserve him and that I was too good for him and that I was a good person.
No, that you were too good for him.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was too good for him.
No, you said he was too...
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Lindy is really out of it today. I don't know what's going on.
My ADHD training.
The ADHD training is not going very well. Anyway, so he sent me this text. And then coincidentally, about a month later, he accidentally sent some food to my house on Deliveroo. He meant to send it to his friend's house. And he was like, you're right.
Excuse me. Yeah.
You need to stop smoking that. Yeah. It's so bad. I was vaping all weekend and my throat...
You're a vapist.
I'm a vapist.
The vapist. Vape.
She's a vapist.
Anyway, carry on.
Vape niche.
Keep going.
He accidentally ordered some food to my house. We had deep, meaningful chats. And the rest is not quite history, but it's...
Did you have deep, meaningful chats?
We didn't have sex that night.
Oh, really?
We actually didn't. I let him stay because it was like 1:30 in the morning and I had work. And I was like, look, I don't like the idea of you driving home at this time in the morning. Just stay. And he was like, okay. And we coddled.
Coddled.
But it's more complicated than that. Shit's going down for real, for real.
For real, for real. So, how's your work?
Oh, guys...
Before we do that, what's your thought of the day?
Oh gosh, yes, my thought of the day. Sorry, everyone. My thought of the day is, I really want to go to Japan. I think Japan is the coolest fucking place in the world.
One of my best friends, Emily, she's moved back to Japan and she's become a Japanese pop star.
Shut up.
Yeah, and she's doing so well.
I'm just
I'll
obsessed.
Put her song in our bio, yes, today. Please. She's amazing.
Like, I saw this thing yesterday. This is where it all started. First of all, they are so ahead of the game.
Oh, ridiculous.
Everything. And the Japanese food we ate tonight had me thinking about it. But also, I saw yesterday that what they've done is they've gone around, I don't know if it's in Tokyo or wherever, and they have
not
transformed.
The only place in
well, pretty much so. geography is my worst
thing. I
know,
I failed all of it.
It's so bad. My ex / current tests me on capitals every single day.
I guess he did that on the way to Waitrose.
Yeah, I pick up the phone and he goes, what is the capital of... I mean, I'm getting pretty good at them now, but there are some really rogue ones. I thought that. He said, what's the capital of Iraq? And I was like, I don't know. I've got no
Afghanistan?
Idea. Well, he said, it's in the news all the time. So I went, oh, Afghanistan. For fuck's sake.
What is it?
I don't even remember what he said. I'm so traumatized by that whole situation. I was going to say about the phone boxes. They changed the phone boxes to fish tanks. Have you seen
this? Well, we've got Wi-Fi boxes as phone boxes.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's way cooler. Fish tanks.
Like what are you going to do with fish tanks?
Look at the fish.
Yeah, but you can go to the Thames. I've got fish.
There's Wi-Fi everywhere. There's a fly in front of me. What happened at work this week? Thank you so much for asking.
Good question.
Keep asking questions. It's so important.
So important.
I got fired. Don't ask me why I got fired. Probably
don't ask
because...
where she got fired from.
Yeah, don't ask me where. If you know, you
if
know.
If you know, you know. But you know? She did get fired.
I did get fired.
With no notice.
With no notice, no compensation, and no remorse, might I add.
No messages since.
But it's okay, because I also got signed by a modelling agency a couple of weeks ago. So, God knows how that's happened.
So it's all going on.
It's all going on. It's all kicking off. There's a lot going on. What's going on in your work world?
My work world. Well, I have just started a new mental health campaign.
Wow.
That we're going to be using influencers, YouTubers. If people want to get involved with it, we'll develop more. It's called The Niche Group on Instagram. And we will be discussing mental health in the sense of everyday life.
Okay.
Because the only thing that when you type into Google depression comes up with suicide. It's the only direct correlation that there is. There's nothing else. There's nothing when you've had a bad day or you went into Zara and tied on a size small top and then you tried on an extra large and the extra large fit but the small didn't. And you kind of want to kill yourself.
I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty sure that that's where my eating disorder stemmed from.
100%. Mine stemmed from the Joanie jeans at Topshop.
The what? Oh, the Joan jeans. Yes, yes, yes.
Those.
But we did learn something on TikTok. Wow, not much has changed since we recorded last time. We've already told you two TikTok references. That the like circle, the triangle, and the square are different. I'll have to put it on the story when we're done.
Yeah, one's like size up, size down.
Well, one's like tight fit, tight around. I don't know. But anyway, so there is actually rhyme and reason behind it. But
it's all bullshit, though.
It is all bullshit. My birthday dress was a large. And
it was too large for you, though.
It was too large, but that's because I'm just a skinny
tiny
little,
so pretty,
tiny
little
Oh god. Well, I mean, we've been doing well with our body dysmorphia.
Speaking of, we have. We've actually gotten a lot better with
it. But I think that's because we're getting out of the house and dressing up more.
Yeah, because, so we're looking at our bodies from a different.
Yeah, and because here, I'm not being funny. I don't mean to be shallow here. But we about to be shallow. When you fake tan.
Oh, when you're tan, you look fucking stunning.
Your life changes. No,
if you're pale, you're ugly. I'm sorry, like, whatever. Like, just get over it. Just buy some Bondi sand, slap it on, sleep in it. Off you go. Or tanologist. Shout out Lottie. Good girl.
Yeah,
making
great
the
girl.
Clear one. But
I haven't used tanologist yet, but I do need
very
to.
Good.
I always just get worried that I'm going to be allergic to it all because.
But there you go, patch test.
Yeah, I know, but I'll do a patch test from you tonight.
Yeah,
do a patch
exactly.
test on my face. Talk to us about your ADHD training, because she's just done the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. So Lindy just is like a walking mess.
That's so nice.
No offense. Thank you know you. What I mean? You just, wherever you walk, you leave a trail of where you've been. And I used to
imagine
do that as well.
Imagine if I become incontinent when I'm like 90 years old, I'll just shit myself and everyone could just follow
oh,
my trail.
Where's Lindy?
Of shit.
Oh,
just follow the poop.
Up the stairs, on the right. Happy bum, round the corner. So this is going to be quite hard to explain. So there's some like ornaments in Lindy's house.
No, there's
house,
a knife and fork next to the fireplace, which is a massive fork, a massive knife, and a massive spoon.
Okay, but the way you just described it, I've said that they're ornaments because you made it sound like they're just cooking.
No, they're like large, like they're half the size of Tara.
That's not hard to be. I'm a small girl.
Small looking.
And she just walked past it, but it's like been on the wall for your entire life. Smashed it on the floor and then picked it up straight away. But I'm really proud of you for picking it up straight away.
Thank you. And like, so basically, I've been watching a lot of videos to do with mental health and misdiagnosing people's depression for ADHD and all these things like that. Anyway, there's this one woman and she talks about brain training for ADHD. So one of the main things is ADHD people become often overwhelmed with everything or hyperfixate on one thing for a really long amount of time. And when they're bored of it, it's like meals. So like I'll become obsessed with a meal and have the same meal every single day for a month.
We're going to have that salmon and rice like every meal.
Every single day for a month, and then I won't want it anymore. Or I'll become obsessed with sunglasses or shoes or whatever it is of the month. And I always have a hyper fixation. Or if I'm working during the day, I'll work for like 2 hours and then I'll be absolutely exhausted because I've used all my brain power in those 2 hours, not stopped for 1 minute. But one of the best things you can do for ADHD is, so say you're cooking, as you cook, like say you cut up a cucumber and you cut the ends off, you put the ends in the bin.
Yeah.
So as you go, you're cleaning up, you're looking after everything.
So you're dealing with things like one at a time instead of creating this overwhelming mess when you're exhausted and you can't do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but the whole thing is like people really, if you think that you could be ADHD, you should go to your GP about it because a lot of people are very commonly
especially
assessed
girls.
As depressed. Yeah, girls, it's very hard to pick up. I think only like 20% of cases of ADHD girls are picked up.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you don't have to be hyperactive to be ADHD.
It's hard to know with hormones as well. Because another update, guys, I started antidepressants. Do you remember I said I wasn't on them?
No, anti-anxiety.
Well, I am. Oh, anti-anxiety.
Sertraline.
Best drug ever. Yeah, it's great. But I might as well be open and honest with you guys. I'm currently in the process of like pondering whether I should be on more or not. But it's hard as women because we spend half the time ovulating and half the time on our periods.
I feel like I'm always on my period.
I don't know which way is up most days. I'll be honest. I got fired last week. Jesus. Pass me the wine.
But to be fair, that is for the best.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's the best thing that happened. Because
I always find that when you're at the bottom in your life, it's because you're levelling up. You know, it's because
you
you're at the start.
Bottom.
Like when you're in a video game, it gets real hard.
Sound
and there's
like
there's a crescendo at the end.
Crescendo!
And then, bam, you're right at the bottom.
Yeah.
You're a little fish in a big old sea and you're levelling up. Yep. And that's where I'm at the moment.
Good, proud of you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to shit myself. I need to go to the toilet.
Because you're anxious.
Yeah. Give me a second, let's pause this.
So, I don't know about you, but I've become incredibly intolerant of, like, stupid things that have really just started to piss me off. Like, today, my poor little Reggie.
Oh, poor little chicken nugget boy. Shame.
He has had so many problems over the past few months. He's had to have a shoulder replacement, an elbow replacement because his cartilage was too worn down. He had to have an operation on his balls, not even to cut them off, just because something fucked happened to them. It was weird. Anyway, Reggie then started crying, so I took him to the vet because I thought he had an ear infection. Walk in to the vet, and me and Tara are standing outside in the rain, and no one would let us in. So I knocked on the door because two people were standing in front of us inside, and I was like, could you just open the door, please? And, like, pointing to the button, and they just looked at me and they were like, no. They were like, no, we can't.
The way that the guy looked back at you, the guy shook his head and, like, shrugged his shoulders as if to be like, I don't know how to open doors.
Like, I don't know how to open doors. It's a big green button that says open to open Jesus. The door. Anyway, we go inside. They won't make eye contact with us. Anyway, we sit down. Reggie's very distressed. And she's got her fucking 21
year
old. No, she
cat.
Told them. Just so she was like, is my cat the most, is the
is
oldest
my cat the
oldest one you
the
have here?
When
and the woman's
the
like,
bed.
Yeah. And she's like, just so you know, he was born in 92, so he's actually 21, not 22, whatever. So can you just update his records?
And
this woman's
she was like, oh, and you should probably put like a plaque on the wall.
Yeah, you should probably put a plaque on the wall for your 22nd. No one. Fuck that. Your cat stinks and it's rancid and it's shit. And then my cousin is my vet. So she comes out and Reggie starts barking because he's very distressed. And she turned around and went, oh, I can't even hear you over the noise. So Reggie was
say it
then,
to my fucking face,
yeah, literally say it to my face, slag. Reggie was pushed into a room by himself, sad. Where this fucking cunty woman decided that her schmunty 22-year-old cat... 21-year-old cat was more important than my 4-year-old Reginald.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
I think it's hard because we've all been in our own space for so long that people literally don't know how to act. Oh, which brings me perfectly on to the fact that I got my drink spiked.
And Tara was on the BBC, we'll link it.
Yeah, I was on BBC Newsbeat, just so you know, kind of famous for the wrong reasons. This is not why I thought
not
I'd
for
be
Emmerdale.
Famous. Not for Emmerdale.
Which she got fired
not
from because of her bat mitzvah.
Lindy goes, have you ever been fired from any other job? And I was like, yep, Emmerdale. Mentioned straight away. You know when you say something because it's so mentally scarring. Straight away, I know exactly when I've been fired before. And she was like, why was that? I was like, because they asked me to film on my bar mitzvah, on my bat mitzvah, and I couldn't. Because,
so they were like,
so they were like
kill you.
Nah, sorry. They killed
kill
me
you
off. The cheek of it sounds like anti-Semitism to me.
Yeah, sounds like it is.
So yeah, I got spiked. And it's like happening.
But it's like a pandemic
everywhere.
Now. I've seen it everywhere.
But like,
posts about it, how to keep your drink safe. But it's not just to women, it's men as well.
Oh my God, yeah. Because you know, the same night that I got spiked,
yeah,
at
Rob got
Summer
spiked
Social,
as well.
No, that was the next weekend. Harry Shepherd sent me a message replying to my story saying, was this at Summer Social? Because I got spiked as well.
It's just, and like, I know we all drink a lot, but like, there's a difference.
Oh, come
when
on,
you're
we can hold our drink.
Out of your mind.
Like, my jaw swinging and my eyes rolling.
Yeah, I've been spiked
twice
in my life. One was at the box when I was 17,
oh, so
and the other
scary.
Time I was at Jalouse. No, that's when I got punched in the face. The other time was at Bonbonnière, and I got something.
You move so mad, like
babe,
I can't.
I know it's wild, and my brain works so quickly.
So quickly.
It's a shame it doesn't work properly, though.
Aw, bless you.
I do worry about it sometimes, because I do.
And then you realise that we're just spinning on a massive rock, and nothing matters.
Do you know what I mean? Some people think the world's flat.
And
like,
some
what do you mean? How
the world revolves around them.
Us.
Something that I will be giving to... Why are you staring at my boobs?
I'm not staring at your boobs. It's just my brain just didn't work for a second and I thought Miami said Miami backwards. Like, you know when you read something, like... You know what I mean? Like, when you read something and, like, it's the same thing backwards. Like,
how
dad is dad backwards.
How much did you have?
I've only had half... No, I don't think it's the wine. I think it's just like...
I don't think it's
genuinely,
the wine.
Since I've started this ADHD training, my brain is working too much.
Yeah.
And then I notice the little things and then I just go off on a tangent and then I forget completely about what I was talking about before, which I did anyway, but like not as badly.
No, not as badly. You were staring at me like my left tit was tied in a knot around the right. Anyway, speaking...
Wouldn't that be a trick?
Speaking of Consuela, Lily and I used to take Spanish together. Venezuelas. Venezuelas. Dessert wine is out.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Wait, what?
What do you think of Adele's new song?
I think it's good. I thought...
I don't understand why everyone's so upset about it.
What do you mean?
They're saying
what?
That it's shit.
Oh, are they?
She's consistently Adele. Like, she does the same. She's saying, if you want to listen to something else, like, what, do you think it's going to be a Skepta,
well,
like,
I
interlude?
Think
like,
the reason... Didn't she used to shag Skepta?
Exactly. I think that people think, like, people were going to shut, like,
she's
going to
do
a Skepta
collab.
Interlude. Yeah, what, they think she's going to be a rapper now?
She, I think the thing is, okay, the two shoots, the US shoot and the UK shoot, were very different for Vogue. US was actually shot by a UK photographer. And it was very, like, demure, very what you'd expect of Adele, but, like, you know, cool, she's lost weight, so she looks elegant and she looks, like,
sexy.
She looks fucking sexy. But she looked, like, grown up, it looked like she'd really kind of...
Come into her own,
and she was glowing. The UK one is probably the one that people have posted about most, and she's got, like, crazy hair, and she's doing, like, high fashion modelling, basically, like, doing really, like, Zara posing, and, like... I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it. I haven't been on the internet.
I'll show you that. And that's the one with, like, mad colours and, like, quite excessive makeup. The thing that I can't deal with her, is that it's like, yes, she's lost weight, and yes, she looks beautiful, but don't exploit that. Like, she's Adele. She was fucking unreal before. She's still going to be unreal now. Just because it, like, don't... I hate the heroism around it. And they're trying to change it, and they're trying to expect something different from her.
Yeah.
And her song... sounds like her.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So why is everyone crying about it?
Well, because they thought probably that she'd done a U-turn.
Oh my god! Sorry, that just means that cookies are ready.
Cookies are ready.
Let
Be
me
right
go
back.
Grab them. I think as a woman, as you get older, it's very hard to lose weight. Like, we look at in the mirror and look at pictures from when... I looked at pictures the other day from, like, 3 years ago, and I was like, fuck, I was so skinny. I was so toned.
You did go to the gym, like, every
day. But I went to the gym every single
day. That was when we first met, and you were doing Barry's all the time.
Doing Barry's twice a day.
Shut up.
Yeah, at one point I was doing Barry's twice a day.
How the hell can you even have the energy to do that?
Because I was so needed to be this person,
mm-hmm.
and needed to be a certain way for my self-esteem, that I thought the only way people would like me is if I was skinny enough, pretty enough, mm-hmm. going to the right gym with the right person, with the right trainer.
Yeah.
And then as I got older... I was like, no one gives a fuck.
Nobody does.
No one cares. And it's also like the whole thing, like, no one gives a shit about really anything anymore.
Yeah, but I think it's for the better.
It is way for the better. Yeah. Like, no one's, like, so polished anymore. No one's so worried about everything. Like, I saw this girl, she was on YouTube. I used to watch her when I was, like, 16. And she was always caked in makeup, like, full face of makeup all the time. And she did this video basically saying that in 10 years of doing YouTube, she's never felt more comfortable in her own skin being a makeup artist.
Mm.
And I just thought, you know what? Like, good for you. Like, you've blossomed as an adult. You've got a kid.
Mm.
You've made your money.
Emma Chamberlain.
Oh, fucking Emma Chamberlain.
I am obsessed with that girl.
I love her.
She is phenomenal. Is she still 19, 20?
I think she's 20. She did her most recent video. She was talking about how...
what? I've not watched them in, like,
she was
3 weeks
that she's
wearing,
really
so she's
many.
She's
been wearing the same shirt for, like, 3 weeks. But she was like, I don't smell. Like, when I start to smell, then I'll wash it. But, like, I don't smell yet. So, like, I don't feel like I need to wash it. And I was just like, they're just fucking pan washing. Insane. Take some soap.
But
she's, like, smelling herself. She's like, it smells quite good, actually. I don't really know why.
She's so mature.
I love her. It's because she spent so much time by herself and with her parents.
No.
She took her dad to Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, sweet.
New York Fashion Week. One of them to the Louis Vuitton show.
Sweet.
And he was her date, and they dressed him, did his hair, everything. He's an artist.
Yeah, I know. He's a
very interesting man.
Very interesting man. Speaking of interesting
men. Speaking of interesting men.
No, I was going to talk about living situation, because last time we were on the podcast, you were basically living with Matt, and now you're back home. How is that?
Yeah, good. It was... Living with Matt, but the reason I originally moved in with Matt is because my mum said to me that if I go there, I can't come home because my dad's high risk.
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna be with him, then I can't be at home. So I was like, okay.
That was kind of mad thinking about it. I know you've nearly been together now for a year, but
we've been together for like 2 months.
yeah, you'd been together for such a small amount of time. And then all of a sudden you were like on top of each other.
We had it all the time. We got on so well. Yeah. Like, we had no fights. We only had fights about 6 months into our relationship. We fight all the time now, but like not like fight, like bicker.
Bickering.
Because we just drive each other mad, but we do love each other, but he just drives me absolutely insane.
Well, like we said, we are adults now. So we just ate 3 cookies each, which were freshly baked by Lindy Barreau, and they were very nice.
Thank you.
And now it is the late old time of 9:30 PM, and we're probably just going to go to sleep.
Probably go to sleep, maybe watch a bit of You.
Right, this is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Let's watch some You. What is everyone else watching at the moment? Squid Game, what do you think? Have you watched it?
I have watched it.
Thoughts?
Well, for anyone that hasn't watched it, I'm not going to say too spoilers, much. No spoilers. But if I'm honest, I think everyone watched it because it was a hype.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I don't think it was that good.
I agree. But the problem was, by the time I'd got to episode like 5, yeah, I was like, I'm too far in it.
Exactly.
Did you watch it English with... Oh, English dubbed?
No, but I did the first episode and then I was like, these voices are so annoying.
Oh my God, the voices were driving me
the American,
up
so annoying.
The wall.
So I watched it with subtitles.
Not the American, I watched it with subtitles the whole way through. But then it meant that you, like, it was quite nice because you almost couldn't zone out watching it.
Yeah, because you had to read it.
I always listen to things in the background and I'll be like doing my makeup for a night out or something, just listening to it, and I couldn't do that anymore.
Oh, a really good show recommendation is called Clique or Click on, it's on BBC iPlayer, but it's also... No, separate.
Oh.
C-L-I-Q-U-E.
Oh.
It's a Scottish drama.
Oh.
On BBC.
Okay.
Shush you. On BBC, but it's also on Netflix. It's 2 series. It's the first series is about a banking scandal within a university.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Very interesting.
Love that.
And because it's like British, it's good. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't fuck about.
Have you watched Succession?
No, Matt's watching it at the moment.
Okay, Jamie keeps going on at me to watch it and he says it's incredible.
Okay, so maybe we'll start that.
Okay, we'll start that
after You.
After You, we have to do You first.
Yeah.
I'm loving this series of You.
Me too, I don't know why
people
think it's bad.
It's so socially relevant.
It's so, they talked about COVID in the last episode I watched.
Oh my God, they're talking about anti-vaxxers. Yeah. I loved it.
Amazing.
Absolutely loved it. Anyway, you haven't already watched those, go watch those.
Go watch it.
Are you reading any books at the moment?
No, I'm actually not reading it. For the first time in a long time, I'm not. I bought a new Sally Rooney book, but I have not read it yet.
Conversations with Friends?
Maybe.
I'm about to start a book called Ikigai, which is, again, Japanese. This is, I need to just move there. Bye.
Yeah.
It's basically, let me get at the image. It's to do with the way that you should think about work and what revolves around it. I'll put the picture.
Oh, no, that's not for me.
No, it's probably not. It's a Japanese proverb and it means only staying active will make you want to live 100 years. And it's basically, like, I'll show you. It's like this. And what's it called?
No.
What's that called? It's not pie chart. What am I thinking?
That's a...
When the circles cross each other.
To
make different circles. Oh, I'll find out the name of it. Anyway, passion,
a
mission,
Vendigra?
Profession. Is that Venn? Yeah, I think it is. Passion, mission, profession, vocation, and then it's like what you love, what the world needs, what you're paid for, what you're good at. Basically, how we always talk about the fact that you need to have hobbies, you need to have something creative in your life.
Right,
you
this
need
is to have something new, that what makes, we were discussing the other day.
Yeah, we need to have something that makes money for you. Anyway, I'll put it on our story because it's real great. And we'll put all the other links on there as well. Guys, this has just been a lovely little catch-up. Let us know if you want to talk about anything else. If you've got any questions, we're always happy to answer them.
You can also DM us personally. But for now, stay traumatised.
See ya.